independent state. The great paradox of this period is that on the one hand you have a drive towards more and more sovereign states. On the other hand, there is no such thing as a purely independent state anymore. The thing that has always attracted me, therefore, would be that we would advocate a North African federation, which would be tied together economically and for other development projects, and that Algeria would find its place as part of that, rather than as a purely independent state.
Do you look to the inclusion of Nasser and his peoples in this North African federation?
Well, initially I would group, or I would recommend grouping Tunisia, Algeria, and Morocco. There might be another grouping of powers in the Middle East, which includes Egypt and some of the states which have had a somewhat different history than the than Algeria and
Would
Tunisia.
You say that our posture vis-a-vis Egypt has been a realistic one? Do you not agree that the peoples of Africa would seem to respond to Nasser, and that we seem to support governments in the Middle East which do not always have the support of their actual inhabitants, and that perhaps Nasser has more support than some of the other governments from the people themselves?
Well, our policy vis-a-vis Nasser has suffered from indecisiveness. We have neither been conciliatory enough when we were conciliatory, nor intransigent enough when we were intransigent. We're not friendly enough to make him a friend, and we were not hostile enough really to bring him down, with the result that we have suffered from the worst of both worlds.
What you're saying is we have no policy.
That we've been governed by events and rather than attempt to shape them. I would think, however, that Ibn Saud does not represent the force with which we should be identified in the Middle East.
Let me come back again to the study called Foreign Policy in the Free Society. In it, philosopher Scott Buchanan says, our problem here in the United States is to exist as a capitalist society in, possibly, a completely socialist, revolutionary world. Now, it would seem, to a certain extent anyway, that that's the way the world is going. Is it possible that we cannot exist in such a world?
Well, you know, you could argue that the identification of socialist and revolutionary is not a very good identification. You could well argue that a capitalist society, or what is more interesting to me, a free society, is a more revolutionary phenomenon.